It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. A week ago, President Trump announced a ban on transgender troops in the U.S. military through his Twitter account. His reason? America can't afford to support transgender service members because of the, quote, medical costs and disruption, unquote. The ban is not in effect. That's because the Pentagon has no formal instructions. A tweet is not an order. But the president's tweet surprised Monica Helms of Marietta. The transgender woman served 8 years in the Navy in the 1970s. She later created the transgender pride flag. It's now an internationally recognized symbol. She believes the transgender community deserves the same chance as anyone else to serve in the military.
I pushed around 16 nuclear missiles in the Atlantic Ocean to keep the Russians from blowing us up. And I protected the rights of every American when I was in the military. And I don't seem to get all those rights. There's something wrong with that. My name is Monica Helms, and I'm a transgender activist. I served in the military from 1970 to 1978, and I didn't realize that I was different until the middle of my term in service. And I had to keep it a very strong secret because I knew how they reacted to these kinds of things. I kept all my girl things in my van when I was serving. That way I didn't have anything with me when I was on board the submarine, so I didn't have to worry about anybody finding out. I was very proud of serving in the military, and especially on submarines. My family comes with a very long history of military people. I have uncles that served during the war. My father served in three branches of service and in three wars. My grandfather served in the Navy. My son was a Marine. My brother was an Army person. And his son is an Air Force person at this time. So I have a long history of military service, and I wanted to honorably serve. And so I did not want to leave the Navy until my time was up. The morning that President Trump tweeted about kicking transgender people out of the military, it was just horrible to see the president say such things that we were not worthy in his eyes to serve our country, and yet many of us have served, and many of us are serving openly today. The president is just throwing out a lot of BS when it comes to the money involved in transgender people. First of all, there's not a heck of a lot of us in the military. And second of all, not every one of them is going to want any kind of transitioning services. Many of the people serving today have already transitioned. There's an estimate that 400 women served as men in the Civil War for both sides. We have people who have been from corporals all the way up to colonels and generals, and they have served honorably, some with high security clearances, and many of the friends that I have served 20 years in the military, coming out with an honorable discharge. So there is a lot of people. The history is full of them.
That was transgender activist Monica Helms of Marietta, a Navy submariner from 1970 to 1978. She later transitioned and went on to create the transgender pride flag. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers.